I've called you apart in two places. The testimony to the world was that you don't do the things they do, nor act like they do, nor speak like they do. They were to take measure and look at you and say, you're different, you're peculiar. And at times even to disdain that you would not participate in the things that they participate. There ought to be a great gulf between the world and my church. For some have said, out of a disposition that has taken them down a wrong road, that there's gray areas in that, and there's gray areas in that. And I say unto you, the church has believed a lie. It's believed the doctrine of demons. It is not gray, it's black and it's white. It is pure and it's holy, and it's darkness or deceit. And I've called you to come over to a place where the world would be drawn by you because they see that you're different. First in your walk. First in the way that you do things. But then my crown to you is that a power would come forth from you. That when you go to the hospitals, or that you go to someone and you pray for them, or you pray for them over the phone, something happens. I have no pleasure. Though I have pleasure in the love I have for my people, I have no pleasure in a powerless church. Many pray for people when asked, because it's the right thing and the loving thing to do. But I would that there was something more than just you doing the loving thing, that when you prayed, a power was emanated from you. And it really touched and brought forth healing and manifestation. I am the manifester, saith the Lord. Too much has been disguised in my church as in saying, let's take that by faith. Let's take that by faith. Let's take that by faith. I'm telling you, the days are changing, where true manifestation will come about by those who are really praying and spending time in my presence, saith the Lord. Hitherto, there has been a great maze and a bleeding together. There was not a distinguishing, because faith preaching, though valid, covered and disguised in that place of where there would be power or not power. But I'm telling you that the manifester, which is my spirit, has come to the church. And he will begin to follow those who are doing my sayings and living in a place where I've called them. They'll go head and shoulders above much in the church. Not because I prefer or love one more than another. But these are the days of manifestation, says the Spirit of the Lord. Faith is one thing that I am very well pleased in. And without faith it's impossible to please me. But what is your faith for, if not for the manifestation? It's not always to stay in a place of faith. It is to come to a place of maturity, of fruit ready to be picked and ripe and ready to be eaten and enjoyed by healing and manifestation of deliverance and provision, says the Spirit of the Lord. I enjoy faith, but I enjoy the manifestation of that faith far more, says the Spirit of the Lord. Come apart. Know that I desire you. I desire you, says the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm pleased with whatever place that you're at in me. But push in more to that place of residence, that place of power.